a gentleman who has done it all in the wrestling business, part of a massive AEW show next Wednesday. Don Callis, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Great to be here. Happy to be home for a few days. It's going to be a great, great show.
How often do you get to come back to Winnipeg?
Well, I have a residence here. I'm on the road a lot, but I'm here probably more than I'd like to be, to be honest, at this stage of my career, just for the winters. But I'm here for the interim for a little bit, so it's okay.
I want you to lay this out for somebody who's maybe going to their first ever AEW show. What is your role?
I am the manager of the greatest wrestler who ever lived or walked the face of the planet, Kenny Omega. I also manage the greatest tag team in the history of wrestling, the Young Bucks. We are going to have a very big match, trios match against the House of Black, who are the trios champions. And I'm very excited about this. The other opponents for us are the Jericho Appreciation Society, which means Winnipeg will get to see Chris Jericho and Kenny Omega in the same ring for the first time ever in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Chris Jericho, by the way, just snatches up all the headlines when it comes to Winnipeg wrestling. So take a minute here. Talk up Kenny Omega.
Well, I mean, typical kind of Winnipeg, I don't think that we really do a great job of promoting our stars. So, you know, Jericho is kind of the Michael Jackson, the Madonna of pro wrestling. He's just a massive star, the most recognizable Winnipegger in the world right now. And then Kenny Omega, who has literally been the best wrestler on the planet for probably close to 10 years now, has had a lot of the biggest matches, the highest rated matches in the history of wrestling. And I honestly believe, and I have a 163 IQ, so I know what I'm talking about. Kenny Omega is the greatest in-ring performer who's ever lived. And he's from Winnipeg, sadly grew up in Transcona, won't hold that against him. A lot of people don't necessarily know as much as they should. This is like having Wayne Gretzky and Mark Messier both playing for your local team, but you never go and see them. So now's your opportunity to see two of the biggest stars and the greatest wrestlers in the history of the business. And by the way, the architect of it all, Don Callis.
While we are on the topic here of superstars, what are your thoughts on current AEW World Champion MJF?
I think the world of Max. Max and I have a lot of things in common. We both detest wrestling fans. I'm going to be nice to fans for one day and one day only this year. The other 364 days, I'll be back to treating them with disdain and disgust. But for the Winnipeg show, I'm going to be a nice guy. Max is a brilliant guy. He's great on interviews. And what I love about Max is he stepped up and answered the people who said, well, maybe can he hang for an hour with Bryan Danielson, and he showed everyone at Revolution at our pay-per-view recently, which is a great show, that he absolutely could deliver. He and Danielson delivered, in my opinion, the greatest Iron Man match in the history of pro wrestling. So you're going to get to see MJF in Winnipeg for a very cool thing that I'm excited about. It's a re-bar mitzvah. I don't know what that is. I know what a bar mitzvah is. I don't know what a re-bar mitzvah is, but I assume it's going to be a celebration of MJF, and I'm happy to be there to witness it.
What do you think, Don, separates AEW from, say, other products that Winnipeg is used to seeing?
You know, to be perfectly honest, I think, like, there's a lot of differences, but I think the biggest one is that Tony Khan, who's our boss and the owner of the company and the guy who started all of this, Tony Khan puts cards together based on making fans happy and what the fans are going to like. So it really is, and our crowds, if you listen to them, and I think the one in Winnipeg will be the same, they are rabid, rabid fans. They're loud. They have a great time. And that's a credit to Tony, the way he puts these cards together. So I think it's the most fan-friendly product out there. And I think from an in-ring pro wrestling perspective, you can't touch Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks. You can't touch the House of Black. You can't touch MJF, Bryan Danielson, Jon Moxley. So it's both a great in-ring product and a great show for fans.
Well said. And having said that, I noticed they open like the side stage seats. So there are $45 tickets all in. What do you say to somebody on the fence about going to get one of those tickets?
Huh. I say you're a lot better doing that than going to watch the Jets or the Bombers. I mean, Kenny Omega is the best in the world at what he does. I am the best in the world at what I do. Jericho is the best in the world at what he does. MJF, same thing. The Young Bucks. You're getting to see in L.A. where I live part of the year for $45. So jump off your wallets. I know Winnipeg is, I've been told not to say cheap. I've been told the word is frugal. Careful with money. I know that about Winnipeg. But listen, this isn't going down to Kern Hill Furniture Co-op for the big sale. Jump off your wallets and see history in the making. Jericho and Omega in the same ring together.
Before we wrap up, and I might be putting you on the spot, so don't feel any pressure, as I know you won't. Can you pinpoint, and this is maybe for the purists, can you pinpoint a favorite Winnipeg wrestling moment that you've either been there to witness or that you've heard about?
You know, I grew up an AWA fan, so all the shows I went to with my father in the mid-70s, late-70s, seeing Mick Bockwinkle, Jim Brunzel, Greg Gagne, those guys, those are great, great moments for me. But I do think that after Wednesday, we're all going to be talking about the AEW show live television, Jericho Omega. I think it's going to become number one in everyone's memories and remembrances after Wednesday.
We're speaking with Don Callis, a.k.a. The Invisible Hand, and really appreciate you taking the time out of your day and preemptively welcome home, Don.
Thanks, buddy. Great to be here, and look forward to seeing you at the show.